Okay, I want to thank the sponsors for this year. First of all, Harry Kadowitz, Zech Nishmas, his brother Dave, David Ben Rablevi, Zechon Levacha, Shom Shav and Aliyah, the whole family Shav Simcha. Also from the Chevra, Shabbos Chus, Refor Shlemer, for Hayelet, Osher, David Ben Michal, Shabbos Refor Shem, Stosh Harachal Yisrael. And also to thank the partners of the entire month, the Thalheims, Neil and Natalia, Zech Nishmas, Chaim, Shnei Zalman, Yehuda, Ben, I don't remember, the father. I was davening for the mother. I remember the for Chaim Shneizon Yehuda, the Shom Shav and Aliyah, the Simcha and Nachis and Brachim, Bishpesor's Tayyus. Okay. So we didn't have the Shia list, so let me just for 30 seconds review where we're holding, and we have a lot to do, so. Talking about Raza de Shabbos, the Soid of Shabbos, the Inin of Aliyas HaOlamos, and we have to understand on a deeper level what that means. It's going to affect all of the Malachas. And our understanding of every Malacha, every Tefillah, every one of the Zemiras, the Mikveh, Mamish to the Cholim to the Kogel, every single thing is a din in this Aliyah that takes place mitzad the person and mitzad the world. And that's what we're learning. Regarding each individual Jew, there's a gift of Shabbos, the Nishmas and Chadatin. There's a new Nishama, Nisham Yisev, Nishmas and Chadatin, and we spoke about the Archaim HaKadosh, Nishmas and Chadatin. Ko'ech Soif Noyam Shabbos, how the Nishama in the Guf, the Nishama in the body is waiting all week for Shabbos. Ko'ech Soif Noyam Shabbos, for the Nishama in the Guf to be able to have that Aliyah to connect to the Nishama of that same person, the Nishama above. Ko'ech Soif Noyam Shabbos. And in the world also, we learned from the Rechaim HaKadosh, Kishesh is Yom Ma'asa Hashem, that the world really can only exist for 6 days. Shabbos is the neshama of the world. Shabbos is the neshama of the world. And the world can only exist because of that Yom HaNishmas, and therefore Shabbos, we learned, is Chuas Olamim. It brings salvation for the world itself. It's the neshama of the world. So there's a shvisa that takes place on Shabbos mitzad the person, that aliyah of ka'ech saif nayim Shabbos, mitzad nishmas and chaditin of the individual, and there's an aliyah that takes place as far as the world is concerned, the mitzvahs, reality. Which again, we're going to talk about all of these things by riches in the context of each malacha. There's an aliyah that takes place in man and in the world. And in order to understand that, we shifted last shiur to the world of halacha, to the world of nigla, which we're going to work on tonight as well, the world of nigla. And we saw that there was a strange discrepancy between the lashon of the Mishnah and the lashon of the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. Whereas the Mishnah, regarding the malachas, the Mishnah says, the lashon of the Mishnah is, thank you, is zareya, chayresh, kaitzer, and so on. The Mishnah is talking about the person who is planting and plowing. The Rambam doesn't say Zareya and Charish. Remember what does the Rambam say? Zriya, Charisha, planting, plowing. He doesn't speak about the person. He speaks about the noun, about the earth, the world. Zriya, Charisha. So the Achrayim, the Tzaddikim, led by Rabbi Yosef Engel, Zecher Tzaddik Kol Shavroch, and other Tzaddikim, which we'll talk more about. We learned last time from Yosef Engel, he speaks about this in Asma Deraisa and other svarim of his, that there's a din of an issur melacha. There's an issur melacha on the gavra, on the person, and the Mishnah is focused on that. Therefore, the Mishnah is zoreya, choresh, kotzir, the person planting and plowing. But there's also a din in the world itself, the earth itself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that as far as our relationship to the world is concerned, that the world should have a shvisa, should rest on Shabbos. So there's a din in the menucha of the world. And there the focus is not on the person who is Zareh and Choresh, but rather on the result of what the person is doing, which is Zriya Charisha. The earth is being sown. The earth is being plowed. This is, then we follow that with the Chakira as is explained by Rav Zevin in Le'or HaHalacha. Let's review that paragraph because we did it very quickly at the end. It'll take us a minute. So I hope you have it. You still have it. It should be there. Where it says Shabbos. That's from Rav Zevin. In the middle of the page, we'll just review. Aval ha-she'elach, she'elach eres. Menucha zu shel Shabbos hi musag subjektivi or objektivi. Is it a subjective concept, this menucha of Shabbos, or is it objective? Claim it. The first possibility is, menucha zu hutla al guf ha-adam bilvat. Is there a din that the body of a Jew should be shoveis? It's a din, it's a halach in the person, the gavra, the zoreya, the choresh, has to stop. Shuhuhu gufo shel adam Yisrael. A guf of an Adam Yisrael, yenoch v'shoyves b'yom haShabbos. The teruk is that the ratzon of Hashem is that the body of a Jew should be in this state of menuchah and shvi'is on Shabbos. Avol ba'atzmuson shel aborim chaser achas amalachas v'avizrayim neShabbos ein shum tiyu v'zium. But as far as the result of that person, God forbid, doing malach on Shabbos, it doesn't create any kind of tumah, of zihum, of filth, of toeva in the world, like we have by, we'll talk about a little bit later, Gemara Chulin Daf Lamed Dal, where there's a, when you mix basar v'chalav together, basar v'chalav, meat and milk, creates a metzias in the world that's called the metzias of toeva. It's an abomination. And there's an issa of achila and hana. But when it comes to Shabbos, we could say, and this is the main way of understanding, the issa melacha, is that it's a din in the person being shaveis, in the act that is committed by that malacha, the aveira that's committed by that malacha, not that it causes as a result of the malacha any kind of a metaphysical change in the physical world. It's the change in the person's behavior, not in the outcome, which is the world itself. That's the ikur. Therefore, the 39 malachas are saying that you cannot do these things on Shabbos. You cannot do these things on Shabbos. Not to focus on these things can't happen in the world on Shabbos, but you can't do these things on Shabbos. That's the first mahalach. The second mahalach, which is much more interesting and a much bigger chiddush, we'll talk more about it. The second possibility is, Oishahukva menuchas haShabbos ba'olam. Or perhaps, the Baruch Shalom wanted that there should be this mitzias in the world that's called Shabbos, which we see clearly by Shemitah. I mentioned last time, we'll talk about it again later on. V'shav Saharetz. That somehow the earth, the world, comes to a stop. B'briya kula. V'al chilul kedushas haShabbos shel hatevel hasira Torah. And the Torah is warning against this chilul Shabbos of being mechallel the world, of somehow desecrating that menuchas Shabbos that the world is supposed to be in. Obviously, the Torah says, in this parasha, the Torah says that a person has to rest on Shabbos. And clearly, that's talking about the gavra, the shvisos shel adam. Aval hashel hi al isra hamalacha. Alam etes hamalacha tal desein, shehus hanu alein belav shel isasa ka malacha, azhor zumat tiva. What is the essence of this azhor, this warning of the Torah, this isra? Menuchosu shel mi hamalacha mafriya. Whose menucha is a malacha when one of these lam etes malachas takes place? Whose menucha is it staring? Is it staring? Is the ikka that is staring the person's menucha, or they're staring a menucha, some sort of a menucha that's supposed to be taking place in creation, in the world? Menuchas Adam, azushal ha'olam. So let's continue. This is what we're up to. V'afkan, meirayish tzurim nirenu, v'shabbos bereishis. This question goes back to bereishis, to Shabbos bereishis. V'achalul kim b'yom eshvi melachtai. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his melacha on the seventh day, v'achalul kim b'yom eshvi melachtai. Mahayil ha'machase. So Chazal asked, "Ma ha'olam ha'olam chaser? What was the world still lacking? What was the world missing? Vayachal l'kim b'yom ha'shvi. What was finished on Shabbos? Because vayachal l'kim b'yom ha'shvi means that Hashem completed creation on Shabbos. That doesn't seem to make sense. Creation was completed on Eretz Shabbos. So what was finished on Shabbos? So ma ha'olam chaser means that until Shabbos, the world wasn't complete. Something was missing. Chazal said, what was it missing? Menucha. Ma ha'olam chaser. Menucha, it was missing menucha. Seems there's this metzias of menucha that was missing from the world. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. Shabbos comes. Vayichal kim ba yoyim ha'shvi. Hashem created this inyan of Menucha. That's the creation of Shabbos. Bo Shabbos bo Menucha. Which Rashi brings that Chazal over there on the Pasuk. Menucha Shabbos CFO Dover Shen Nikva Be'etzem Ha'olam. It sounds like that Shabbos is a that Menucha Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzias that Hashem was koveya in creation. That it's woven into the fabric of creation. It's a vayichalukim vayoyim hashvi. Hashem created this mitzias that's called Menuchas Hashabbos. Bo Shabbos bo Menucha. Harizu geder bria b'tevel. It's a bria. It's something that was created. It's not just that the person doesn't work. Something was created that's called Menuchas Hashabbos. And if we do one of the Lamatas Melachas, then we're somehow undermining, we're somehow staring and interfering, and we're being mechalal, that Menucha that Hashem created that's called Vayichalal Kim Bayom HaShvi. Bayom HaShabbos Gomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Malachta B'Briyas HaOlam Yotzar V'Kovo B'Yom HaZeh Es HaMenucha. Hashem is koveya, this thing that's called Menuchas Hashabbos, which sounds very much like the Aruch Haim Kodesh that we learned was talking about, that the world can't exist beyond 6 days, it's done. And then Hashem infuses creation with this thing that's called the Nefesh HaOlam, that's called Shabbos. The Nefesh HaOlam, the Nishmas HaOlam, that's called Shabbos. There's a Bria called Menuchas Shabbos. U'Ba'olam HaZeh, and this is the Medrash that I mentioned last time, the Medrash says the Ba'olam Hazeh Adam Loikate Ta'inim B'Shabbos. In this world, we don't see with our eyes, with our flesh of Ga'ogin, we don't see that the world is different than Shabbos. So a person can go around collecting figs on Shabbos, Ein Hat Ta'ina Emeres L'Klum, and the tree doesn't say a word. Avol La'osel Lavoi, when Mashiach comes, Hat Ta'ina Tzevachas Ve'Emeres Shabbos Hayah. The tree itself is going to scream out, Shabbos, what are you doing? How could you do this? It's Shabbos. I'm in a place of Shabbos. Klaimer, so Rav Zevin explains, Kedushas u'menuchas ha-Shabbos begufa ta'ena hen kvuais. At that time we will see clearly that this reality of Shabbos is kavua, is fixed, infused into the world itself. And even though until Mashiach comes, we don't see this with our eyes. When that day will come, which the Navi describes, that the eyes of all those who are blind, which means all of us, our eyes will be open to see the truth. The next page, and we will see things for what they really are with both eyes. We will then see the koyach of Shabbos. It doesn't necessarily mean that the trees are screaming, but we will see in a very clear way that on Shabbos, that tree is in a state of shvisa, that the world is shoveis. Hatayna tiat sevach is v'mer Shabbos hayoy. Musag haShabbos u'efalo b'levad subjectivi. So according to this, the inyan of Shabbos is not just something which is subjective, davar hamutal al guf adam, that we're told not to work, but it doesn't change anything in the world if we do that. It's just that we're then liable, we're in trouble, but it doesn't change the world, doesn't affect the world. But according to this Mahalach, it does affect the world. Musik HaShabbos says, for lopavad subjectivity, davar hamutal al guf adam. It's not just something which is mutal al guf adam, on the person's body to rest. Ela af objektivi, it's objective. Koch ha-kavua b'habriya b'tevel. It's a koch that's kavua in creation in tevel. Now, does this translate into halacha? This is a nice medrash, but it's a beautiful medrash. It's a very deep idea. This inyan of the aliyah of the world, of shvisas ha'olam, of there being some sort of an objective state of menucha in creation. Does that translate into halacha? Well, that's the big question. And how does it affect halacha? It certainly does. And we're going to see, especially beginning with the Melach of Zareim, which is going to be starting soon, we're going to see there in particular. So let's just get a taste, a little bit of the halacha. Mepchinas halacha reza omnam shalei kedas g'day le'achroinim. This inyan of shvisas ha'olam, or menuchas ha'olam, the world that is objectively at rest, this is not the Mahalach of most of the Gedolei HaAchronim in understanding Melech HaShabbos. But we'll see that it does play into their understanding of Melech HaShabbos, but it's not the Iker. Most of the Achronim hold that the Iker Geder of Shabbos is that the guf, the body of a person, must be in a state of rest. Not that the earth, but the body. Not that the Torah has a hakpada that this malach should not take place in the world, but rather you shouldn't do this malach. So then in the Gavra, and the person not doing it, not that it shouldn't happen in the world, in the Chavtza. Hochichu zois, mimashu hutzrachnu ledin miyuchat shlamir lenachri shvus. Now, at the end of last week, I just threw this out quickly, that 2 weeks ago, that we have this halacha of amir lenachri shvus. The issue of having a non-Jew, of having a guy do malacha for us on Shabbos. Amir lenachri shvus. Well, now, the issue is v'lehispik lano haklal sheyesh lichus la'akum l'chumra. The question that the poskim have, the achrayim have, is this is in Chassam Sofer in the Shu'as Yaakov that's famous for this whole Shaka V'Tarya. The question that the poskim have is we have a general klal in halacha of yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra. In other words, that l'chumra we say the din of shluchus shalom kamaisa that my shliach. When I send a shliach, a messenger, it's kilo, I'm doing this myself. So why do I have to come on to a new din called Amir Lakum Shavuos? This new halach in Hilchos Shabbos that you can't tell a guy to do malach of you on Shabbos. Just say, of course you can't. Because why? Shluchos Shalom Kamaisai. You're sending, you're a Jew, you're sending a shliach to do malach of you. Aklal is Shluchos Shalom Kamaisai. And we say, Yesh Shluchos Lakum L'chumru. We are machmir to say that there is such a thing as shlichus la'akum, shlichus by a guy. That means that if I send the guy to plant something, so shlichus shalom kamaisa means that it's kilo, I'm doing it myself. So why do I have to come on to a new din called amir la'akum shvus, if this in fact is a new din? Why do I have to come on to amir la'akum shvus? There's a special din by Shabbos, amir la'akum shvus. There's a din b'chala tarakula of what? Of shlichus. Shlichus is shlichus shalom kamaisa. It means if I send the guy to do this malach on Shabbos, it's kilo, I'm doing it myself. Elevadai omru b'shabbos lo'yishach. So this is what the Chassam Sofer and Yeshua Yaakov talk about. Elo what? Vadai omru b'shabbos lo'yishach kolagedah shel shlichus. So they explain, you can't say such a thing as shlichus on Shabbos. That my having another person plant something, that by this guy planting something, that somehow that shlichus comes back to me and I'm planting something. You can't say that. Why? Since the ikar tzivu of Shabbos is what? That the guf of a Jew should be shos, should be shoyves, should be noch, be shoyves. That the body of a Jew should what? Should rest on Shabbos. Should rest on Shabbos. Now, shlichus is a very fancy, interesting, beautiful concept, and we believe in it, and it works. But the bottom line is that if that guy is going to plant, and I'm lying in bed at home, or I'm in shul, so the mitzias is that I am in a state of shvis. I am nach v'shoyves. Me'ach she'ikat tzivu ha'shvis is aguf. And since the tzivui of Shabbos is on Shvisas Haguf, therefore, on this we don't say, regarding this, we don't say Shluchos Shalom Kamaisai, Sheguf HaShlich Loinase Keguf HaShalom HaShaleach. So Chassam Sofer says that regarding Shabbos, we do not say, we hear the din is a din in the person's halach and the person being Shaveis, and as long as the guf of the Jew is Shaveis. The fact that a guy goes and he's told by the Jew, do me a favor and go plant this, that doesn't change the reality that this Jew is in a state of shvisa. Ki sof sof guf amishalech noch v'shoifes. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer and Yeshua Sakev explain, therefore we need a new concept that's called Amir l'nochri shvus, that Amir l'akum Amir l'nochri shvus, on Shabbos we need a new halacha, because the regular dynamics of shlichus regarding Shabbos are not in effect. That doesn't mean they're never in effect, they're only here, we're not going to that right now. But as far as the Metzius is concerned, the Chassam Sofer says, as long as that Jew is noch v'shoyves, he's physically not doing a malacha, the fact that a malacha is taking place in the world as a result of this Jew telling the guy to go do something on Shabbos, and therefore this Jew is responsible through the agency of the guy of what? Of something happening in the world that a tree is planted on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer says that doesn't create a melacha of Shabbos. So we need a new halacha that's called, we need a new halacha of Amir Lanach Vishvus. Amir Lanach Vishvus. That's the mahalach of the Yeshua Siak and the Chassam Sofer. And that follows the majority view of the Achrayim, who hold that when it comes to the Isim Loch of Shabbos, it's a din in the gavra, it's a din in the person. Aval neged zeh on a moitzim daito shalai rabba latanya. But we find also the opinion of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shebemez zeh atzma hu atam shalamir lenoch yishvuz. The Alter Rebbe explains in Shulchan Aruch that, no, Amira, you're right. There's a din of Amir Lanach Rishus on Shabbos. But the reason for Amir Lanach Rishus, the reason that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do Malach on Shabbos is why? Is because Yesh Shlichus L'Akim L'Chomer. It's because of Shlichus. Mibnei Sheyesh Shlichus L'Akim L'Chomer. Din Echad Hu. Hainu Hach. It's one din. Hainu Hach. So Alter Rebbe says that Amir L'Akim Shvus is not a new halach in Hilchus Shabbos. It's halacha b'chol Torah kulu. That we say what? Shlichus, we say shlichus, is there is such a thing as shlichus like l'chumra, for a guy, l'chumra, and therefore, when the even though this Jew is right now davening in shul, or he's resting at home, but the fact that he created this agency, this shlichus, and as a result of that shlichus, what's happening in the Welt, in the world? In the world, there's a zriya that's taking place through the agency of a Jew. We don't care that a guy is planting the world, but the fact is that through this shlichus of a Jew, there's a chil of Shabbos in the world. The Tanya says that's the reason for Amir Lakim Shuas. Let me liba haitzi Rav Milin, and the Rav Balatani didn't just think this up. Mashmos loshen Rashi b'Shabbos Marikach. It seems to be already alluded to in Rashi and Shabbos. Amisha hechshich b'derech nois and kisel anachri. There's a Jew walking. It's getting late. It's getting dark on Friday, so he gives his wallet to a nachri, to a guy. Sholu b'gemar, my tam isharu. So the Gemara asks, why are you allowed to do this? Why are you allowed to give your money, your wallet to the nachri? For his birashi hashayla. So Rashi explains the question of the Gemara. How you shluchay l'se'enu b'shabbos? The Gemara is wondering. Why are you allowed to appoint this guy to carry your money and to do this, to be in violation of whatever it is, to be mavidal b'shusarab, whatever it is? Why are you allowed to give? Why are you allowed to make this guy into a shlich to carry something for you on Shabbos? Yoisim ufrosh madvarim b'hagoyis maimini. It's even clearer that there is such a concept in the hagoyis maimini, where he writes, "Oser litain lenachri mos b'av Shabbos." You're not allowed to, Hagoyis Maimon, he says, you're not allowed to give a guy money on Friday, so that there's some sale going on, and you want to make sure you get the thing. You're not allowed to give the guy money and tell him that on Shabbos, tomorrow on Shabbos, I want you to go buy this thing for me. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Kiyei shlichus l'achim l'chomer. The Jew is in shul, the Jew is sleeping, and the guy is going to the market. Yei shlichus l'achim l'chomer. There is such a thing as shlichus l'akim l'chumra, which seems to imply lefiza alena lahasik lehevach. Hakpedus l'ator hi gam al etzem hafroz ha-menucha shebamlacha. It seems that according to this, that the Torah is concerned with something happening in the world, not just that the person here. The person is not doing anything on Shabbos. He gave the guy the money on Friday to go shopping. He's not doing anything on Shabbos. The Jew has a nice, quiet Shabbos. But as a result of that shlichus, a Yiddish malach is taking place on Shabbos, and that malach that's taking place on Shabbos is a bittle of the shvisa of the world. It's somehow staring the state of rest that the world is supposed to be in. She'al guf adam bemes eno chala gedus of shlichus. Umitarch shadov nagei l'tchunos ha'yisaydus shlika Shabbos kedai liyachid k'sas adi b'lkach, and he brings a number of rayas. Let me tell you some of the rayas that we have. The Rav Zevin brings down. Let me just go over it quickly. Instead of reading it inside over a few pages, I'll just tell you very quickly some of the rayas that he brings. That there is such a concept of Menuchas Shabbos in the world, and this is very much connected to what we're learning about, that the Aliyas HaOlam, this ascent of creation, is taking place in the person and in the world. So first of all, the Gemara is in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara is Ner Shehidlikai Akum B'Shabbos, a candle that a guy lit on Shabbos. Also Levarach Lov Matzah Shabbos. You cannot use that candle to make the bracha on Matzah Shabbos. You can't make the bracha by Marayesh on a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos. Why? It's the Gemara's words are unbelievable. The Gemara says, this is Brachas Nun Gimel. Reb Nei Shaloi Shavas Mimelechas Aveira. The candle, Loi Shavas Mimelechas Aveira. Now, the guy didn't do any Aveira. That's not an Aveira for guy to light candles on Shabbos. It seems that from here, it seems that somehow on some level, that there is that as a result of this candle being lit on Shabbos by somebody who's not Jewish, that the world, that there's some zihum, there's some tumah, there's some impurity, there's some transformation that has taken place in the heftza of the candle, ad kedei kach, that you don't make a brach on such a candle, by Havdalah, you don't make a brach on such a candle, ad kedei kach. In other words, it seems to be that there's a heftza of melechas iser, that where there was no violation mitzad the person doing anything, the Jew didn't do anything, the guy lit this candle on Shabbos. But somehow, as a result of that, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this also in Asam Daraisa, as a result of that, something has been affected metaphysically in this candle that at least, as far as a bracha is concerned, at least, not, obviously, nobody did an Aveira over here. Nobody did an Aveira. But as far as a bracha is concerned, this is not the kind of candle you should make a bracha on. Something was affected. Something was changed as a result of the melacha that took place. Here we're not talking about Amir Lakum, because the Jew did not have the guy light the candle. But just by the fact that the guy lit a candle on Shabbos, it says, Shabbos mi melecha saveir, that something happened to this candle, enough that you shouldn't make a bracha, it should not be used for something, a b'kedusha. You shouldn't make a bracha on Matzah Shabbos. Then listen to this mechilta we have in this week's parashas. A mechilta in parashas Mishpatim. On the pasuk of B'yom HaShvi Tishbais, the pasuk we spoke about before. B'yom HaShvi Tishbais. I mentioned this in passing last year. But here I want to read to you the lashon of the mechilta. The mechilta says that the Chazal say in the mechilta that on the Shemitah year, on the seventh year, that you have to keep Shabbos during the seventh year as well. Loi te'aka Shabbos bereishis mimkayma. The mechilta says that you should know, all Jews should know, that b'yom HaShvi Tishbais, because it's talking there in the context of Shemitah, you should know that even under the Shemitah year, you still have to keep Shabbos during the Shemitah year. Shloi te'aker Shabbos bereishis mimkayma. What's the pshat? So the Mechilta says, Shloi toimar hoyul v'kol hashana kriya Shabbos. You might say that what? Since the entire year is Shabbos, Dick, it's Shemitah, the whole year is called Shabbos. B'shov sar Shabbos l'Hashem. The whole year is called Shabbos. So maybe, since the whole year is Shabbos Dick and has a din of Shabbos and it's called Shabbos, maybe there's no problem with the melachos of Shabbos. Maybe I don't have to keep Shabbos. Every seventh day I don't have to keep Shabbos. So what Rav Zevin and Rav Yosef Engel, what they point out over here is that this comparison or this relationship between Shemitah and Shabbos Bereishis, ad kedei kach, that we need the Mechilta tells us that we need the pasuk, we need a special pasuk of what? Of Bayom HaShvi Tishbais in the context of Shemitah to tell you that you should know that even though it's Shemitah, you still have to keep Shabbos. So the fact that we need such a limud means that there's some sort of a hashva'ah that's taking place between Shemitah and Shabbos. Because when it comes to Shemitah, it's obvious and clear that Shemitah is not a din in the Gavra. Shemitah is a din in the Chefetz of the earth. That's clear, without going into that now. The earth is Alocha V'Shav Saharas. It's V'Shav Saharas. The earth is in a state of rest. Eretz Yisrael, V'Shav Saharas. So the fact that the Mechilta has to come along and say that you might think that you might think that during Shemitah, that Shabbos Bereishis does not have to be observed because it's included in Vishav Saaretz. So points to there being something interesting that Shemitah and Shabbos share, besides that name of Shabbos. There's something deeper that they're sharing that has to do with the world itself being in a state of rest, and Shabbos being a menucha for the world, not just for the person. Now, Rav Zevin doesn't mention this, but I just want to point out that as we're going to go through these shiurim, we're going to be comparing a lot of Bavlis and Yerushalmis. The Baruch Hashem, the last number of years, I've been learning a lot of Yerushalmi, and there are so many interesting differences in the Mahalach of the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And I believe that here a certain ha'ara could be made as well. That perhaps this is a machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Maybe. We'll see. But let me just make this one ha'ara. That according to the Bavli, when you're giving a hasra, if you see that there's a Jew that's about to plant on Shabbos, so of course in order for him to be chayiv, you have to warn him, right? You have to tell him. You have to give him a hasra. The question is, what's the nature of that hasra? What do you have to tell the guy? What's the hasra? So according to the Bavli, the hasra has to be for that particular malacha. In other words, you have to warn the guy, hey, listen, Rabbi Yid, Shabbos hayoy, you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. What are you doing? Right? You have to warn him. In front of Eidim, but you have to tell him. There's a malacha called Zareya. You can't do that on Shabbos. According to the Bible, you have to say specifically what the malacha is. Yushalmi says, you don't have to. All you have to do is to say, it's also on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. It's an issue of Shabbos. Mechalileha mois yumas. You mechal Shabbos. You don't have to tell him. You don't have to be a lamdan. You don't have to tell him it's Zareya. You don't have to look into the sefer to see what's this guy doing that's wrong. You just have to say, hey, you're being Mechal Shabbos. It's according to Yerushalmi. So what's this machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi? Because we're going to see that it's going to come up 1,000 times. There's a machlokes from the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So it seems to be the following. Again, you could argue with this. It's just a ha'ara. But it seems that the question is, our question, is the malacha on Shabbos, is it primarily a din in the cheftza of Shabbos, in the cheftza of the world, or is it halacha in the gavra, in the person? Because if you say, like we learned from the Balatanya, if you say that it's halacha in the world, that the world has to be in a state of shvisa, then perhaps it would be easy for us to understand why you would have to say exactly what is it that's happening to the world? What is it that's being done? What is it that's taking place? And we can understand why it would be necessary to specify exactly that melacha, because each individual melacha of the Lamatas melachas has a different impact upon the shvisa of the world. Zriya, Harisha, Gitzira, and so on. Each one of those malachas has a different impact upon creation, which we're going to be talking about as we go through the 39 malachas. So we can understand why it would be necessary, according to the Bavli, to specify, to tell this person that what you're doing, you should know, is an Isra of Zareya. What you're doing is an Isra of Harisha. However, if you say that it's not the issue, the main issue is not what's taking place in the world. Where there's a difference regarding what's taking place in the world, there's a difference whether planting or plowing is taking place in the world. So you have to specify planting or plowing. And the hasra has to be Zriya and Harisha. But if you hold like the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi rather, if you hold like the Yerushalmi and these other Achrayim, that is a din in the Gavra, not being Mechal Shabbos, what's the Nafkimin? As long as you tell him that you can't do what you're about to do. It doesn't really make a difference whether he can't be Zareya or he can't be Chorish. The bottom line is not what's happening through that act of Zariya, Chorish, or Ksir. It's the person not doing something that he's not allowed to do. That's all. The focus is on the person stopping. Not on what's happening to the world, but what that person is doing. And that seems to be the focus of the Yerushalmi. And according to Yerushalmi, we understand why one general hasra should be enough. It wouldn't have to be a specific hasra regarding each separate individual malach. Maybe it's just a ha'ara. Lemaisa, Rav Zevin was a Lubavitcher chassid. The author of this maimer, Reb Zevin, was a Chabad chassid. He was a chassid of the Rebbe Rashab, went back to the Rashab and the Rayatz, and he lived Arichas Yom, and he was a chassid of the Lubavitch Rebbe Schusselin. And his Rebbe, Lubavitch Rebbe, spoke about this sugya that we're learning now in a few places in Likutei Sichas. The one that I'm talking about right now is in Chelek Yud Aleph, page 248, where the other Rebbe speaks about this inyan. And the Rebbe says the following. The Rebbe says, and this is going to come back to us all over the place. The Rebbe says that it's not possible to give a klal echad for all 39 malachas. Instead, the Rebbe points also to Ragat Shavah in Shmais. The Rebbe says that each malacha has to be learned individually. By some of the malachas, we're going to see that the ikar is loisas, don't do this, it did in the Gavra. By other malachas, we're going to see that it's going to be primarily a din in loitei aseh. For instance, when it comes to the first malacha, I spoke about this last year, when it comes to zareah planting, when it comes to zareah, the person can only do so much. I mean, you throw the seeds into the ground. What happens to the seeds? That's not up to you. It might not rain. A wind might come and blow it away. You see a similar question that's dealt with in halacha. The Minchas Chinuch talks about, and another Achron talk about, and Rishon talk about the mitzvah of puruvu. Whether they're going to have a child, that's up to Hashem's book. There's going to be a child. A person wants to be mekayem the mitzvah. He wants to have children, but that's up to Hashem. Some people can't have children. Other people are alone. Then in the meantime, they don't have, but they will. Bez Hashem, but in the meantime, they don't. That's up to Hashem. You could only make yeshtadlis. So it seems that that what the Rebbe is saying, and we're going to see throughout the Lamentes Malachas, is that there are some Malachas where the spotlight is on the person. There the person begins the Malacha and ends the Malacha. Begins the Malacha and ends the Malacha. You write something, you're the person that's writing, and now it's written. It's one and the same. You're writing, it's written. But when it comes to Zareya, you're planting, but it's not necessarily growing. So when we have this kind of situation, you put something in the oven, but whether it gets cooked or doesn't get cooked, what's the malacha exactly of cooking? What happens if you put something in the oven 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos? Right before Matzah Shabbos. Right before Seisachav, you put something in there. Put something in the oven. So all you did was you put it in the oven. It doesn't get baked. It sits in the oven Matzah Shabbos. It's only baked afterwards. What happens if I put something in the oven? If I put something in the oven on Shabbos, and I go, and I take it out of the Shabbos, with Diyas HaPas, I take it out of the oven before it gets baked. So these are crucial questions in the Lamentes Malachas. Is it a halacha in the maaseh hamalacha, in the pu'ula, in the act of the person, or is it a type of malacha where at some point it's no longer in the hands of the person? It's a question of what's happening as a result of what the person did, of what the person set into motion, and whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries this through, whether it's allowed to carry through in the world and actually happens in the world. So the Rebbe says that, and Rabbi Yosef Engel seems to be saying this as well, that it's really you can't say a klal that it's for all malachas one way or for all malachas another way. Rabbi Yosef Engel says clearly that the ikir is that it's a halach in the person, in the gavra, it's a din in the person. That seems, as we said before, to be the ikir, that it's a din in the person. And because of that, Rabbi Yosef Engel says that we can now understand the Gemara at Chulin Daf Lamed Daled. I mentioned it before. What's the Gemara Chulin Daf Lamed Daled? The Gemara there is wondering, why is it that when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, when it comes to meat and milk, by Basar B'Chalav, why is it that Basar B'Chalav are mixed together, it's called a to'eva? It's called an abomination. It's something which is disgusting. The Lashon of Chazal is, Kol she'ta'avti lecha harehu b'val toichal. I made something into a to'eva. Hashem says, I said that when you mix together meat and milk, is a to'eva. And a to'eva is something that you can't eat, and not only that, but you can't even derive any benefit. You can't say it, you can't sell it or whatever. It's meat and milk. It's a to'eva. It's an abomination. So The Gemara in Chulin over there is asking, what about Maisa Shabbos? Why is it that by Maisa Shabbos, if a person did a Melocha on Shabbos, there's a Maisa Shabbos that took place, and as a result of that Maisa Shabbos, okay, I'm not going through all the chilukim b'shogeg b'meisa, but let's say it was a Maisa Shabbos b'shogeg, so the person cannot eat this on Shabbos, right? He cooked something accidentally on Shabbos, he didn't realize, so it's also on Shabbos. But there's no Isra Elamis, after Shabbos is Mutter, right? After Shabbos is Mutter. So the Gemara is wondering, why is it that when it comes to Basar B'chala of meat and milk, there, it's a Toeva, and there's an Israel Lamas, it's forbidden forever. You can't eat it, you can't have any hanaf from it. But when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, when it comes to something that you do on Shabbos, if a person did a Maisa Shabbos, that there's no Israel Lamas. In other words, it's not imbued with a Tumah, with a Toeva. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, the answer of the Gemara is, Ki Kaidesh Hulachem, it says by Shabbos, Ki Kaidesh Hulachem, Hu kodesh ve'ein ma'aseh ha-kodesh. Shabbos is filled with kedusha, but ein ma'aseh. Listen to the lashon. Hu kodesh ve'ein ma'aseh ha-kodesh. Shabbos itself is kodesh, but the outcome doesn't have a halacha of kedusha or ta'eva. Rashi explains. Shemaiseh Shabbos ein a ta'eva. That Maisa Shabbos, if God forbid a person does something on Shabbos, he cooks on Shabbos, that Maisa Shabbos is not a Toeva. In other words, that the Ikar HaIsur is that the person committed an Aveira on Shabbos. And it's a din, the Ikar Din is a Din in the Gavra. And the fact that the person did a Maisa Shabbos does not change the Mitzias of the world in such a way that at least this does not become a Toeva. We saw that by the candle, the candle that the guy lit, that there is some sort of a problem with the candle. And there are ways to try to understand, to explain it. We're going to, by each of the malachas, each malach has to be dealt with on its own, separately. And this is the way the Ritva explains also, this Gemara in Cholim. And the Chassam Sofer has a whole arichas, and the Chassam Sofer writes, Ein hatiyuv bimlocha atzma, hel'ike hakpeda shiyanuach ha'yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer is consistent with what we learned before. Listen to the words. Ein hatiyuv b'malacha atzma. The malacha that a Jew does on Shabbos does not create a tiyuv, a disgusting, a tumah, an abomination in mitzias. And the ikar hakpeda, he doesn't say kol hakpeda. He says ikar hakpeda. That's important. The ikar hakpeda, because there is something going on in the world. But the ikar hakpeda is shiyanuach hayisrael. That a Jew should be in a state of menucha, in a state of shvisa, and Rabbi Chanan says the kavishu, and Chulni says a similar thing. Rashi, the Ritva, Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Chanan, all this mahalach, that the ikar kapeda of the Torah is what? The ikar kapeda is that there should be shvisa sa'odam, but that doesn't mean that there isn't something going on in the world as well. There is something going on in the world, but the ikar kapeda is a din in the gavra. But that changes, as we're going to see, it fluctuates from malacha to malacha. Now, there is a lot more to talk about regarding this machlokes, and we're going to be dealing with it as we go through each of the malachas, especially Zareah and Mavashel. We're going to be talking about this a lot, but it affects all of the malachas. But we're going to be able to continue, Bez Hashem, with our understanding in Pnimius of what is the inyan of this menucha of the Adam and this menucha of the world, the aliyah of the neshama, of the person and the Ali of the Neshama of the world. What does that mean exactly? We're going to begin Bez Hashem next week when we learn a piece from the Yosha Devermes. Bez Hashem. Shkoyach.